Thanks so much, Dave, for having me on. It's brilliant to chat to you today.
I should say too, you're from Camolin, which to me, and don't kill me for saying this, is in the greater Wicklow area. We're going to adopt you. You're only over the border from us in beautiful Wexford.
It. Beautiful Wexford is right, Dave, just down the road. I'm actually studying up in Bray at the moment, up in Biffy at the moment. Like, I'm doing music production up there and DJ techniques. Really is a great course. The lecture is really good.
Biffy's a fabulous place. I know we were there with Declan Meehan on the morning show. It seems like 100 years ago, just before the pandemic. Yeah. We were there for an outside broadcast, and the facilities and the studio and the staff and the students, brilliant.
Oh, they're fantastic, Dave.
Keane Fitzgerald Byrne, your alter ego. And if you're listening thinking, the guy Dave's talking to sounds familiar, you may well have seen him on Pulling With My Parents on RTE this year.
Yes, I was on Pulling With My Parents, Dave. It was a brilliant experience. Really was.
It must take an awful lot of courage, Keane, to hand over your phone and your dating apps and your dating life to your dad and mam. What made you do that? And in the middle of a global pandemic?
It was mad. It really was, Dave. Like, going back, I thought it was going to be, oh no, like handing my Tinder profile over to my mam and dad, like seeing my matches and my pictures and that. It was quite nerve-wracking, but then I thought, look, it'll be all right. My mum and dad had to get me the 2 dates. Like, I didn't have a clue what was going on. They were off and they were looking for 2 girls to go on a date with me, really.
This is all available on the RTE Player, by the way, if you want to see your parents, Maria and Padraig, doing the work for you. So, were they sending the messages on Tinder?
Yeah, like, they were on my Tinder profile and, like, they were sending the messages.
And before you got into this, how had dating been for you?
My dating life before I actually went on the show, like, I was getting friend zoned off a lot of girls.
Oh, there's nothing worse. Yeah, knockbacks.
Yeah, it was like, I was getting kind of friend zoned off types of girls. Like, maybe it was a bit too nice.
There's nothing wrong with being nice.
Well, that's it. Exactly. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it at all. So I went on 2 dates. Like, the second date was a blind date. Uh-oh. I didn't really have a clue. It was just literally turn up at the location and just go on the date. It was down in a National Heritage Park. And then the other one then was like in a pub. They were really good dates. Like, the National Heritage Park in Wexford, it was great because it was really, really nice scenery and all down here. And the weather was nice. It was filmed back last summer.
Great that it was filmed last summer, meaning that restrictions, I think we were at level 3 at that point.
Yeah.
You could actually get close to the person. I'm not being rude saying that, but you know what I mean?
Absolutely, yeah.
Fast forward 10 months. Are you single or did you find love?
Still single this moment in time, Dave. Yeah, I'm still single. Still chatting to the girl, but I think we're kind of really friends at the moment. Still single, Dave, yes.
But very bloody happy.
Absolutely. Very bloody happy is right. See how it goes, like, after lockdown.
I had a look, as probably your potential dates did, and certainly your parents got the chance to do, across your social media accounts. You're passionate about DJing, you're passionate about radio, and you're passionate about music.
Oh, I just love DJing. Like, I've been DJing the last 3 or 4 years now. Basically, like, my uncle set me up with a set of decks when I was younger, like at the age of maybe 14. And just from there, I really took off. And like, the goal is really to get on radio, doing a podcast now the past 2 months, growing the radio industry and stuff and chatting to different radio presenters, basically chatting about their life in radio. The more experience you get, Dave, like, the better it gets.
You're dead
really.
Right. And you should book me in for one of your podcast series. I'd love to do that.
Oh, Jesus. I'd love to have you come on, Dave. Brilliant.
It's a date. Excuse the pun. You must be missing live gigs. I noticed you've posted some videos from here in Wicklow, from the beautiful Cool Boy where you DJed.
Cool Boy, Dave. I tell you what, it's a great place. Like, it's the place I really love playing in. Like, really is. Just great atmosphere up there, and the people up there are just, they're just so nice. And I just can't wait to be back, missing the clubs and just missing Cool Boy. Like, just love it up there, really.
Pleasure to chat to you, Keane, and I'll see you on your podcast very soon. Check Keane out on Instagram and all social media. DJ Keane Fitzgerald Byrne for now. Talk to you soon.
Thanks so much, Dave. All the best.